أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala, amma ba'd. Inshallah, well, yesterday I was AWOL, so we'll cover yesterday's very briefly inshallah, and tonight's recitation as well inshallah. Yesterday we started with Surah Al-Hijr. Then we went on to Surah Al-Nahl. We didn't quite complete Surah Al-Nahl. Tonight we'll complete Surah Al-Nahl inshallah. From there we will go on to Surah Al-Isra, or Banu Israel, and we'll complete that, and we will then go on to Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Hijr, Hijr literally refers to or means rocks, the Surah of the rocks. What this means, or what this refers to, it refers to the Qawm of Salih alayhi salam. وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا. And the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this qawm specifically is that it's a lesson and it's a warning and a reminder to the people of Makkah Mukarramah, the people of the Quraysh. You see, the people of Quraysh, they would go to Syria for trade. Now, something to understand. When the Quran and Hadith speaks about Syria or Sham, Sham doesn't just refer to modern-day Syria. It includes Jordan. It includes Palestine as well. It also includes Lebanon. You know, much like when you go into the books of Hadith, etc., they speak about Hind. Right, when they speak about Hind. Tomorrow, the Pakistani community or the Bangladeshi community can't jump up and say, oh, you know what, no, we don't accept this. Whether we like it or we don't like it, Pakistan, Bangladesh came about when? 1947. Mountbatten was Shaitan, right? He was killed anyway, or whatever. But that was by the Irish. Another story. But what does it refer to? Him? In the Quran, not in the Quran, in the Hadith. And the Hadith speaks about him. When the books of Tariq speak about him, what does it refer to? India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, all of those countries. Similarly, so the reason I'm mentioning this is nowadays there's a concerted effort to tell you there is no such a thing as what? Palestine. Palestine doesn't exist. Because the Quran doesn't speak about it. It's true. The Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak about Palestine. It doesn't say Palestine. It mentions Sham, it mentions Baitul Maqdis, and those areas refer to that. The term Palestine might have come about just now. Did it exist? Of course it did. Were there people there before them? Of course they were. As a matter of fact, when the Muslims were there, the people that were there, they were not Jewish. They were Christians. The Jewish weren't even there at that point in time. But anyway, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes mention, so when they would go to Syria or Sham for trade, they would come across three nations. They would come across the nation of Lut alayhi salam. They would come across the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And they would come across the nation of Salih alayhi salam. Not the nation themselves, but the remnants of the nation. For example, you have the Dead Sea in Jordan. That is the remnants of the people of Lut alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing this and telling them, you are going past these places, year in, year out. Why don't you take lesson about those people? What were they doing? How strong weren't they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks specifically about Surah Al-Hijr, Thamud. Allah ta'ala gave them such artisanal skills. They would carve out the mountains with their bare hands. Not that they were breaking down the mountain and using the stone from there to make the houses, no. They were making their houses within the mountains itself. That stone that they were extracting was extra. They were throwing it away. Allah Ta'ala had given them that much. The people of Lut alayhi salam, we all know what they did and how Allah Ta'ala punished them. So Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that name. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one two ayat that I mentioned there, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرُ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. This Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala revealed. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is saying, and we will protect it. By me and you memorizing the Quran, we are not protecting the Quran. On the contrary, the Quran is elevating us and protecting us. The Quran, if each and every one of us, wal-iyadu billah, were to forget every single verse of the Quran, understand, Allah Ta'ala will bring another nation that will remember that Quran and that will preserve that Quran. Do we not see? Sometimes there are 7-year-old children correcting 80-year-old men. Do we not see that? We go to masajid, maybe in this community as well. They are young children. They cannot even lead salah because they do not know how to lead salah. But you as an elderly person reading Allah knows how many surahs of the Quran, how many times of the year, and how many years you've been reading. And that child will tell you, uncle, no, it's actually like this. Allah Ta'ala will protect the Quran. Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I that. I'm not saying don't become a hafiz. But a hafiz is an honor. Whatever surahs you know, whatever portion of the Quran each and every person knows, that is an honor. You are not protecting the Quran. إِنَّا نَحْنَ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes mention of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the ayat that come here, نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّيَنَا الْغَفُورَ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. See, Allah ta'ala mentions both the stick and the carrot, or rather, the carrot and the stick. What we seem to forget and what we always go about, you know, Allah is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, don't worry. 100%. Allah ta'ala is also saying, نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي, inform my slaves, أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, I am غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, the carrot. But then immediately after that is the stick. وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ, my punishment is also severe. Yes, Allah is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Never lose hope. But don't become beguiled by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you go to someone today, they give you £5. Right? If you carry on going to them, will they give you £5? That £5 will eventually turn to a smack, five fingers, you know? Similarly, I'm not saying that you ask Allah. But you push the limits. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. We know we can't do it here. Why are we then making fool of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What? The next surah, Surah Al-Nahl, the honeybee. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجْرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the honeybee. Allah ta'ala tells us, just like the honeybee works hard. It worked very hard. It worked in unison with other bees. And together, they produced quality honey. Allah ta'ala is telling the believers, you have worked very hard. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have worked very hard. You have undergone a lot of difficulty. You have persevered. You have did everything you are supposed to do. Now inshallah, you will produce that honey. And what was that honey? Hijrah. You will then migrate to Medina Munawwara. It is one of the last surahs to be revealed before moving to Medina Munawwara. Both, all four of these surahs are Makki surahs. They were all revealed in Makkah Mukarramah. Right? In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through and through makes brings many parables. He makes many examples. One is obviously the example of the honeybee. The second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes example of the cow. He says, the cow, do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about milk in between blood and in between filth? The cow has filth and there is blood. And in between it comes out what? Pure milk. So even if we are surrounded by filth, if we are to remain pure, Allah Ta'ala will bring us out in the purest form as well. We are surrounded by filth. We all know that. There's pornography nowadays on our buses, quite simply put. In school, they are teaching children pornography, as young as sometimes 7 years old. We are surrounded by filth. If we remain true to who we are and what we are, just as the milk comes out in between filth and blood, blood is also filth if you look at it. But milk comes out pure. Do we not drink that milk? Of course we do. Do we not enjoy that milk? I do. I don't know about the rest of you. But of course we do. So Allah Ta'ala will bring us about sahih and salim inshaAllah. Then the third surah, Surah Al-Isra. Al-Isra refers to Isra and Mi'raj. Isra is the journey, subhanallah, asra bi'abdihi, right from there. And it's also referred to as Banu Israel, Surah Banu Israel. That is because the immediate verses that follow Subhanalladhi Asra bi Abdihi Laylan min al-Masjid al-Haram, they immediately refer to the Banu Israel and how they transgressed. How they transgressed with regards to Masjid al-Aqsa. What they're doing now again. Same thing. 1400 years ago, Allah Ta'ala brought it, revealed it to us. It happened before that. Allah Ta'ala told them as well, you're going to do it again and again, no matter what you do, no matter how powerful you become, you will return back to that. From the beginning. Just another point. During the first ayah, the first verse of the surah, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. So this number one, this is the first surah so far which we have done from the Musabbiha surahs. Those surahs that start off with with the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhan. Glory be to Allah. Asra bi'abdihi, who took his slave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the night. Min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. From masjid al-haram in Makkah Mukarrama to masjid al-aqsa in Baytul Maqdis, in Jerusalem. الذي باركنا حوله مسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. We have blessed that land. The reason I'm saying this is because many people have come to this realization, have come to this folly, that they seem to believe that the issue of Palestine is a Palestinian issue. It is not. Masjid al-Aqsa is not an issue of Hamas and Palestine. It is an issue of you and I. Because Allah Ta'ala said, Barakna hawlah, those are blessed lands. That is the third haram of Islam and Muslims. That is our haram. It is our problem. It is our responsibility. And I tell, you know, brothers, sisters, please don't forget what is going on. And even if everything goes back to normal, don't forget what was done. Just as you wouldn't forget if someone punched your child, perhaps you shouldn't forget how someone killed 10,000 of your children as well. You know? It's only fair, right? In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously as you can see, Surah Al-Isra. Some have said the reason this surah was revealed was the narration of Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that we went past, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a walking stick. He was walking, and I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and we passed a group of the Jews. And the Jews, they started speaking to one another, and they were telling each other, ask him, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, about the ruh, the soul. Now here's the thing. The Torah speaks about the ruh. The Injil speaks about the ruh. But every kitab that speaks about the ruh, what does it say? It is from the decrees of Allah. We don't know, Allah Ta'ala won't tell you and I. So they wanted to test Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an answer, it would mean he is a liar. Al-'iyadhu billah. Because the books have already said, it is from the secret knowledges of Allah. So they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them said, don't ask. Others said, no, ask. So one of them got up, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, tell us about the ruh. What is the ruh? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became very still. And he began to, put severe pressure on his walking stick like this. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, it was as though you could see the atharat of wahi coming upon him. You could see the effects of wahi coming on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the ayats are revealed, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ قُلِ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They are asking you with regards to the ruh, the soul. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, the knowledge of the ruh is from the knowledges of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have not been given except very little knowledge. That is the reason this surah was revealed. But throughout this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Banu Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Akhirah, but majority Banu Israel, as well as Shaytan and his arrogance in regards to Adam alayhi salam and how he misled Adam alayhi salam. The third thing that comes about, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of approximately 10 to 12 commandments. We'll just Three of them, right? Really quickly, three of them. Number one, with regards to your parents. Honor your parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say uff to them. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions that in the Arabic language, had there been an utterance smaller than uff, Allah ta'ala would have brought him that. Meaning, don't say anything they would dislike. Honor your parents. When do you honor your parents? Allah Ta'ala says when they reach old age, when they are weak, forgive me, when they are old and cranky, that is when you honor them. Why? When they are the most weakest. As you get older, what happens? You become irritated by anything and everything. You become unreasonable. You become stubborn. Allah Ta'ala says, I know that. But still honor them. Still respect them. And still don't say anything against them. The second one, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Understand? Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا. Don't make shirk. Don't commit kufr. Don't do this, don't do that. When it comes to zina, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't come close to zina. Why? Because the minute you're already there, you're far too far gone. There's no coming out of it. Allah maaf kare, we sit with our brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws like it's no man's business. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Alhamu al-maut. The brother-in-law is death. If a man can rape his own sister, why can't a man go after his sister-in-law? You know, legally. I won't say halal, but legally. Why? How many of our families are breaking about because of things like this? But we refuse to accept it. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. And the last one, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Don't walk on the earth with pride. You can neither tear the earth open with your strides, nor can you reach the mountains in their height. Allah Ta'ala is saying, don't be proud. Our youngsters, mashallah, you know, want to show about. Plastic wala, cardboard, but he wants to walk around like this. Gangster. Allah Ta'ala is saying, you know, that is hated in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability to take us up in the Quran. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.
الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. استووا أقيموا صفوفكم وصدوا الخلل. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن تقتتلوا في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمدا
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.